A mother is hoping to have a cross that she placed in memory of her daughter returned after it was seemingly stolen from its resting place. Lori Wells' daughter Sandra Ferguson died of an overdose on April 12, 2022, and to mark the one-year anniversary of her death, Wells traveled from the Lower Mainland to Prince George to place a cross where Sandra's body was found, near the residential complex Alpine Village. "We went and had a little ceremony and we placed a cross and then somebody took it," explains Wells, noting they discovered it was missing just 3 days after they placed it. Wells said her nephew spoke to the Alpine Village strata, who assured them they did not take it down. "So, somebody took it for no reason. It wasn't because it was in the wrong place or anything," said Wells. She said the cross was a memorial for Sandra, but she also hoped it would raise awareness about how the toxic drug crisis is affecting the city. "People need to know what's going on in that town. When Sandra died, many of her friends had already passed before her and more have gone since. There's a serious thing going on in Prince George right now," said Wells. "I kind of wanted the cross to be there as a memorial for her so that other people can see so that it's visible. All these young folks are dying, and nobody knows about it. It's terrible." After posting about the cross on social media, Wells said they still have no leads on its location. "We'd love to have it back. Really, I just want to have it. I'm planning on bringing it home. Obviously, it's not safe up there. I was just going to make a little memorial for her at my home." Wells said the cross was made by Sandra's ex-boyfriend, who would also appreciate its return. "It was made with a whole lot of love. It was made with, you know, a lot of tears. I know it would mean a lot to him to get it back."